Welcome to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast with Dr. Billy Brim. On today's broadcast, Pastor Candace Brim from a Glorious Church Fellowship in Collinsville, Oklahoma.
It's an honor and a privilege to bring you this word today. And of course, it's on love. Ta-da! Did you guess it? Could you tell what the Holy Spirit was going to do? You know, I had a whole other thing planned at the end of last week, had to do with a refreshing restoration. But the Lord said, no, I want you to go back in your journal and look at something I said to you. I was like, okay. So I have a knowing in my spirit. And I said this Wednesday night, I have a knowing in my spirit. And it's like this all the time with God, but I have even a greater knowing than ever before that God wants to bless us, that God wants to love us, that God wants to provide for us, that God wants to heal us, that God wants all things good in your life given to you from Him. I know that I know that I know. It's kind of like children, you know, at Christmas time, as parents, you want to bless your kids at Christmas time. You've so much so, sometimes you'll get those credit cards out and you'll get yourself in debt so that you can bless your kids. You know, God's the same way, except for He already paid the debt. Jesus paid the debt. So He's not going into debt for you. He already paid the debt and it's all yours. But we as parents will do that. I've been there, done that, that pre-learning how to stand in faith and receive finances, but done that before, wanting so much so to bless my kids. Well, that's where God is. We kind of put God up here as this, God. And people have taught us that this happened to you because God's will. This ugly thing happened to you because God's will. Or this, no, not God, not God. The enemy will do things, but the Lord put a promise in His word. What the enemy meant for evil, He will turn for good. So in the midst of your stand, what the enemy meant for evil, the Lord will use for good if you press into His love. But I know that I know that I know that God is trying to get some things to us. And the words that He's bringing forth is a way of getting things to us. If we will yield to these words that He's been teaching us, then we will grow and He can get things to us. Because a lot of things are stopped because of our ways of doing things, not God's ways of doing things. God's way of doing things is always love. Always love. Even in judgment, it's love. What do you mean even in judgment is love? If you're going against that will of God, like, okay, let's take for example, Hamas attacking Israel. That's going way against the will of God because that's God's chosen people. It says it, read it in the Old Testament, read it in the New Testament. It's God's. That's going against the way. So God will bring forth things that they open the door. Not God open the door. They open the door. So God is getting things to us. And I'm so excited. I'm so excited about how God is blessing this church family. How He's blessing them now and how He's going to bless them. And I can't wait to put together videos of praise report after praise report after praise report. Because I know God is a good God, and God is trying to get us some things that functions out of love. There's a place in love. Pastor Chip and I were talking to Mike Mullins the other day, and he said this profound statement. Yes, it did come from Mike. Just kidding. Mike has a lot of those. He said, we major in faith, but minor in love. I went, whoa, that was good. We major in faith. In the faith circle, we major in faith. We are taught faith, 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 faith. But we minor in love. And I wrote it, it shouldn't be that way. I look at it like this. We need to have a double major. You know, when I was in college, when I went to college, I have a double major. my thing is all under the umbrella of education, but I have a major in regular education, first through eighth grade, and special ed, first through eighth grade. So I can teach both realms of that. So I have a double major. Well, in the realm of God, faith is a substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. So we have to operate by faith. In fact, the currency of heaven is faith. If you're going to operate in the realm that God operates, you have to operate by faith. Do you realize that when God sent Jesus as the Savior, he was operating in faith? He had no guarantee that we would accept him as our Savior. So he operates in faith every day that we will accept him as our Savior and that we will accept the things he's given to us by faith. So that currency of heaven is faith. But faith works by love. Remember, the scripture says faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So that's how faith comes. It comes by hearing. So today, while you're sitting here, you're hearing and you're hearing and you're hearing and you're going to hear love and you're going to hear love and you're going to hear love, right? And that's going to build your faith up. That's how faith comes. But faith works. Everybody say works. By love. Ooh. That's the reason why we have to have a double major. We have to major in faith, and we have to major in love. Because both of them working together is probably the most powerful tool in the universe. God created the heaven and earth by faith and love. God sent Jesus to this earth by faith and love. God raised him from the dead by faith and love. The most powerful currency we can operate in, faith and love. And so for us to, I'm going to get ahead of myself. So I'm going to run over here to my journal. This is actually a word that the Lord spoke to me, but then he wanted me to get this out for you. So it can work for both of us, all of us, right? So I am calling you, here he goes. I am calling you to a higher realm of love, a place in me, for I am love. I am the great I am of love. I love that statement. Think about that. Let's just stop there. I am the great I am of love. There's no one in the universe that loves on a deeper length, width, depth, height than God himself. No one. No one. You can look at your mate, and no matter how much you love them, they do not love you on the level that God loves you. No greater. He said, I am the great I am of love. Yeah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Then he goes on to say, so many things flow out of my love. All provision is because of my love. All grace, all mercy, all healing, all abundance is provided by me out of my love. Didn't I say to you, great mercy because of great love? This is how I operate, and I'm asking you to operate here too. Hallelujah. For love will change situations, set men free, open eyes of the blind, and bring many to eternity. Love is the gift from me that I place in you for all men to see me. Flow out of this love and you will see things change in your life and those around you. Give the gift of love just as I gave it to you. Glory to God. Glory to God. So I'm going to start back up here. I am calling you to a higher realm of love. And that was talked about all this morning. I'm calling you to this higher realm of love. Now, when I think of the word higher realm, my first thought is, oh, Candace, you need to love more. Which, that's a good thought. That's a good thought, right? Because there are some people that are not so lovely and you need to love them more, whether you want to or not. You may want to punch, punching bag, but
You're called to love more, even in the situations you just really want to pinch their head off. You don't want anything to do with them. You just, there's that, huh? There's that. You know, the greatest realm of learning to love is within your family. Glory to God. Not going any further than with that. We're not going. But I'm calling you to a higher realm of love, which you, that's my first thought. But then the Holy Spirit started dealing with me that there's a higher realm of love than what we normally operate out of. That fleshy realm of love is not the higher realm of love. So he said, I'm calling you to a higher realm of love. So in other words, he's meaning he wants you to love more and he wants you to love out of his love. His love is the higher realm of love. That agape love, that love that's been shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Ghost, that's the higher realm of love. Not the fleshy realm, not the realm that we try to operate out of. Oh, I'm going to walk in love with them. That is not the higher realm of love. I mean, come on, that's good. You're stepping out by faith, but there's a higher realm. And he said, I'm calling you to it. Why? Because he needs the world to see this higher realm of love. He needs the world to see that there's more to life than the bad stuff, the bad stuff, the bad stuff. There's a good God. He's a great God. He's the great I am of love. And the world needs to see the great I am of love. But the only way he can see the great I am of love is through this vessel. All of these vessels, these good-looking men and women that are in this congregation, you are the vessel of love. And the world needs to see the great I am of love, right? So he says, come to this higher level. Nancy Dufresne says this, God has a realm, a love realm. The law given in that realm is love. So here you look at the realm of God. Where's God? He's in heaven. His whole realm is love. Heaven is created out of love. This world is created out of love. This whole realm and the law of that realm is love. So if you're going to function in the realm of heaven, you have to function out of faith and love, right? So if you're going to be there, if you're going to go to a higher realm and function out of the law realm of heaven, then you function out of the agape kind of love. I put down here, higher realm love, a heavenly realm of love. So let's look at 1 Corinthians 13:13. Now, these three remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love.
Billy Brim Ministries would like to invite you to visit our home church, a glorious church in Collinsville, Oklahoma. AGC is where Miss Billy got started teaching Sunday school while editing for Kenneth E. Hagin. This was only the beginning of BBM. Today, Billy's son Chip Brim and his wife Candace now pastor at this very same church. If you're in the Tulsa area, we would love to invite you to join us. Follow us at A Glorious Church and plan out your visit or watch a live service at www.aglorious.church.
Join Dr. Billy Brim and the Worldwide Prayers every Wednesday at noon Central for a time of Spirit-led prayer. This gathering is held on the beautiful landscape of Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks near Branson, Missouri. You are invited to attend in person or our live stream at billybrim.org.
Thank you for joining us today for the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. You can connect with us on all social media at Dr. Billy Brim, snail mail, Post Office Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615, or billybrim.org, 1-800-972-3447. Again, shalom, shalom.